The report released by FSNU is very worrisome. It shows a projection that the food insecurity in Somalia will increase. Currently, the report shows 3.4 million people in need of assistance. But when we reach to April, up to June, this number will go up to 4.4 million people. And that is really, really very worrisome.
What do you think are the causes for this high level of food insecurity?
You know, Somalia is affected by climate change. And recently, we have been facing crisis, one after another one, every 2 years or so. The biggest challenges now we are facing is rainfall, which has been below average for the last year. And also the projection for the next season will be also below average. Rain is one of the factors. Also, some cooperatives and insecurity in many places that has been creating displacement. Also, another area, food prices has been going up, and it's now showing 5-year high. And so those are the key factors affecting and increasing this acute food insecurity and malnutrition for the children.
I know that your government may not have control over some of the factors that are contributing to this problem, particularly floods and or lack of rainfall. But what can your government do or is doing, particularly on the issue of insecurity, as you mentioned? Is insecurity on the rise or on the low side?
You know, the issue of insecurity, Somalia is fighting against Al-Shabaab, which are international terrorists. And Somalia has been really fighting with this group since in 2006-2007. And it's really a strong group. It's a fundamentalist terrorist group that Somalia is trying at the federal level and also at the state level. But that's a fight that has been going on now more than 17 years. And we'll continue to fight. That is somehow beyond our control, but we do as much as we can. On the other hand, Somalia, we are trying to, you know, rely on our friends, including the U.S., to support when we are in need. We are trying to create a conducive environment, making sure resources go to the people in need, and make sure we advocate for our community. But, you know, Somalia is a very good country, and we cannot do it alone. And we are really worried, and we hope our donors continue to be generous to us.
How can the international community be of help?
I think now the biggest area of need is food security, water assistance, and also malnutrition. I think they can help through the UN, they can help through international NGOs, and as a government at every level, including the state I represent as a Minister of Humanitarian, we will make sure we create the conducive environment and facilitate their work, inshallah.